down to turn in and go to pit road, and it felt like there was nothing on the right rear, and I spun out. And I don't want to be the storyline like that, especially when he's got a lead and he's deserving to go probably win another one. You know, and at that point, you don't know if a caution's going to come out anyway before, but I don't. I had nothing to gain, and I just didn't want to be a part of the storyline. So it wasn't on purpose. It was, but at the end of the day, that's not what I wanted to happen. You know, it deserved to play out however it's supposed to play out. So that's why I apologize, because it pissed me off because we had no lug nuts by the end, tied on the right rear, and is about to fall off, and pissed me off that it caused a yellow that I didn't want to have happen, because it did nothing for me to help, and it just caused him a headache.
Once that caution did come out, and obviously then a couple more cautions along the way, how confident were you on those short runs that you would be able to hold off the guys behind you coming into those final runs?
I felt like the launch was going to be really important. I would say during most of those caution laps, my stress level was really relegated to the launch, and I feel like I played that really well tonight, and I felt like I probably played it better tonight than I probably ever have. So I'm proud of that. Just the reason being, you know, usually Phoenix has been a racetrack that's either bottom dominant or, since we've had the traction compound, top dominant, and the moment you can enter equal with somebody on whatever the preferred lane is, you can clear them, and I feel like I may have pioneered a little bit too soon as far as how powerful the bottom can still be on restarts. So, but I felt like it was important to do that to get the track position, and it still worked out. Obviously, just didn't have enough of a margin entering turn three on the last lap.
Sorry, Davey, and then we'll go to Dustin.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Austin, what did you think of the move Hemmer pulled on you? Would you have done the same thing?
I mean, in Daniel's shoes, that's his moment. That's his shot. And I don't think it was by any means outlandish or dirty. I've seen worse from this guy. But
I was just watching your truck race at Mossport. That's why I'd learned from that.
Do you remember the first truck race I did at Mossport? I got put in the tires by Daniel.
No, I'm too old to remember that. I can't remember that far back.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I knew the bump was coming for sure. Obviously, between a left rear air pack and vacated the bottom of the racetrack and got a bump, and that's all she wrote.
I mean, technically, I hit you wheel to wheel, at least. He hit you from behind, so it's
covered all four corners of my race car by this point.
Yeah, I mean, just saying, though, if we're going to call what it is.
I love
at least
you.
I was even with it.
I love you.
You did the Daniel move at Mossport. I at least hit you wheel to wheel.
This is true.
Yeah. Just trying to get the facts straight. That's all I had tonight, is trying to get facts straight. That's it. Like, that was my fulfillment of
night. If making your nights better by giving me shit up here, then I'm happy for it.
Well, this might be the last time. You're a big cup guy now, so I can't.
You get to play around with me for 20th for, like, half the races.
That's true. That's true.
Dustin.
That's good confidence for the spot. You got sponsors lined up already? Are they signed?
I'm sure that I will struggle at some point in my rookie season. If anybody in here doesn't believe that, then thank you for the confidence.
Dustin Albino, JSki.com. Austin, right off that then, obviously, you know, you've developed yourself into a champion, a weekly front runner in this series. How much are you going to miss the Xfinity series?
Yeah, I'm certainly going to miss it. I think I've made a good home as far as not just the people on my race team, but the people in the garage area. And the reason why I feel that way is because I went from in 2018 to being probably the guy that everyone stared at and kind of tried to figure out why I was there. And in some cases, I'd probably agree with you. I feel like I probably came to the series probably a year too early. But that's racing. I mean, you can't choose your opportunities when they happen. And I've probably developed and grown more and gained more respect probably from coming from that point to obviously where I'm at now. It obviously is a bit poetic that we still won the Owners' Championship, and I know that's still a very great accomplishment and obviously showcases what we've been able to do all season, but not what we came here for today.
And then, AJ, there's a good chance you could be back here in this race next year competing for the championship. What do you feel like the team needs to improve on to have a better shot?
I'm going to see if I can get the, you know, stop giving Austin shit over here and see if I can sweet-talk him for some notes around this place, because it's pretty good.
You're going to be your teammate next year.
That's true. I know. I don't even have to worry about being the big dog on the team. So, no, I mean, this is part of it. You know, of course, we'd like to have come here and contended more throughout the course of the race. You know, I thought we did a good job to get inside kind of the top five, top six, and kind of run at the tail end of you know, what I call – it looked like about five or six of us that were kind of gone from the field. So we at least got to the tail end of it. And I think I'd have been a little better that last run before the loose wheel. So, you know, at the end of the day, we could have finished around fourth or fifth. And, you know, this is a racetrack that I knew heading into it. It wasn't my best racetrack from the spring. It's not been Colic Racing's best racetrack as a whole. So, you know, part of it's learning. Of course, you'd love to cap off such a dream come true season with a shot to win the championship, at least contending for it. But, you know, we knew Austin was going to be really tough and the 18 was going to be tough. So, we'll learn from it. You know, the good thing is, you know, I have confidence in Colic Racing that we can just be sitting back here and doing this again and learning from it. So it's all about building, and, you know, it hurts tonight to not really be involved in the championship discussion throughout the course of the race, but it doesn't take away from what's been a season that I never imagined ever happening. So, you know, tonight will hurt a little bit, just be a little bit sad about it, and then we'll be good to go in the off season and come back stronger.
Jeff, then Dustin, then Bob.
Austin, you answered Davey's question by saying, you know, well, from Daniel's perspective, I understand what he did. But what about from your perspective? I mean,
my perspective, it sucks.
No, but
lost.
If the situations were flipped, because at Martinsville last week, we just talked about how you were taking pride in racing really cleanly. You didn't want to make contact and stuff. So that's why I'm wondering, like, if you were in the situation that he was in tonight, would you have made contact?
Look, I feel like that's a lot of speculation from my part, but I feel like the way I wanted to set the precedence, and I don't expect this out of everybody else, and it might make AJ laugh, but like I want to win a championship a certain way, and whether if that's, you know, racing a certain way in the regular season, if that's racing a certain way when somebody's season is on the line, I have a lot of respect for my competitors. I have a lot of respect for the guys I was racing against today, and I feel like that would have been a more challenging move probably for me to make than it was for Daniel. I feel like I executed the right times in the race to where I didn't have to be in that position. I didn't have to be in the position to move somebody out of the way. Instead, I was the one getting moved out of the way. But I feel like all that I did throughout the race, my somewhat desperation to get clean air back was so I could put myself in a position to where I could at least control the race.
I'm going to hand that to Bob, Jeff, and then we'll go to Dustin.
Bob Packer, Sox Sports. I have one for each. First, Austin, you know, still a lot of questions about whether Penske has an Xfinity team next year, so curious if that kind of adds to this thing at all.
I think that's a great question, and obviously I don't have all the answers for you, but, yeah, it's obviously been an extremely successful program and something that's taken a lot of pride through the race shop. And when I walked in on Monday and saw the amount of people that were surrounded by two Xfinity cars in all of Penske Racing. Think about all the race cars, race-winning race cars, Indy 500s, Daytona 500s, all the cars that come out of that shop, and the number one focus was my two race cars. It's pretty surreal. And it gave me chills, honestly, when I walked in. And it's been a lot of fun to be part of it and, you know, be the first full-time guy since Sam Hornish Jr. I mean, he was like my idol growing up. You know, he's the reason why my Bandoleros and Legends cars were number 77. And obviously to get the first championship since Brad, you know, I have the opportunity to go back-to-back this year. All those things are obviously incredible. Obviously to win the Owners' Championship, I don't even know how many of those that car's won, but it's a bit poetic that it kind of ends that way, at least for me. Yeah, certainly been a lot of fun and very grateful for the opportunity in this series. It's helped more than just drivers. The people, the pit crew members. You think about, I mean, I think about the number of different pit crew. I know you love looking at your rosters. The amount of different pit crews I had this year is staggering. I probably won with four different pit crews this year. And it's all about a development team, not just myself, but whether if it be Brian. You know, think about when I came into the series. You know, Brian had just been taken off of the 22 car and Greg Irwin got put back in. You know, that was a really tough part for Brian. And then he's got to deal with some kid, let alone the boss's son. Like, talk about pressure. And the relationship that Brian and I have been able to develop and the trust that we have in one another, it's a lot of fun. And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the guys on that team. And we're going to still get together and celebrate the off season. And, yeah, it was almost the best way to close out the chapter for me.
And for AJ, were you – part at all of kind of recruiting Daniel Hemric over to college, or were you part of any of those discussions of whether you all should go after him?
No, I mean, that's Matt and Chris obviously make those decisions, and you know, whatever direction that they believe that Collar Grayson should go, it's their call. I 100% support anything that they make a call on, and I look forward to being, you know, teammates with Daniel. I think he'll bring a lot with the team. You know, something I think is not lack, but, you know, truthfully at times with Collar Grayson is, you know, you bring in Justin Haley, which was coming out of trucks, and all he's ever driven is a Collar Xfinity car. I've never driven any Xfinity cars, at least in the last how many years. So this is all I know. And even when Ross is here, you know, he'd driven the 42 a little bit, but other than that, didn't have a lot of quality rides. So I think something that Daniel can bring is a lot of knowledge from different race cars and the way things feel and, you know, maybe what's good or bad about our race cars. So I look forward to really having him. I think it's a great hire. So, you know, and now he's the champ, so I gotta shoot for the champ. We got the champ on the team.
Dustin.
Sorry, man.
Dustin. It still says it. I know. Still 1-1.
I got you. Okay.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Austin, can you take me through that last restart? And a couple things I'm curious about. Your previous restarts, you often were able to get up ahead off a 2. On the last restart, you went way down low to kind of, I don't know if you were trying to pinch Hemric or if you were able to do that because you didn't have Gregson behind him as you had the previous ones, but it seemed like you just went down lower, whereas previously you'd gone up higher. You didn't get that as strong a run off a 2, and I'm just wondering if that all kind of played a factor in he was still able to be close enough to kind of put himself in position a lap later.
Yeah, honestly, and this is not just me being frustrated. We had so many restarts, I can't even remember. Like, with the final restart, I think the catalyst there was not getting clear off of turn 4. Obviously, he drove it in stupid deep and left-reared me and was able to still stay side-by-side. And I feel like that was the catalyst for him still being close heading into turn 3. That was all he needed to be was close. And, you know, then it's – okay, I got to put front bias on the car so I don't get loose on entry because he's going to at least air pack me. If not, you know, get me loose, which I got loose, and then get rear-ended, and that pushes me up the track. I think the only thing that maybe I could have done better is, you know, shallow off the corner or slide job myself and do a downshift. But I didn't think that was going to be the best move. Just you can easily counter that by just driving in soft and driving literally straight up under me. So I feel like I did a lot of the right things there, and just not enough.
Was that hit from him coming to come?
I mean, I've certainly had worse. So, I mean, it wasn't enough to wreck me. So until you spin somebody out, it's not dirty racing.
Obviously, we're also joined by Noah Gragson. So if you have, well, first off, any more questions for either AJ or Austin? We'll wrap it up with Justin right here.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. AJ, we saw yesterday in the truck race after Nemechek had such a dominant season and winning the regular season. You obviously winning the regular season, having a great year with colleague, but coming up short. But even more so, kind of like Nemechek in last night's race, really not, in his words, he felt like he never had a shot. It seemed like you guys were a little bit behind the eight ball all night. Did you kind of feel the same? And then the second part would be, for you as a veteran of the sport, Nemechek being younger, what would you say is kind of the takeaway from that as far as advice going into the next year?
I mean, it's the way this format works, right? I mean, it's one of those things that we know that the ultimate goal is you got to get to the championship 4, however you do it, whether you got 20 wins or you never win a race and you put yourself in that position and – you know, it's whoever's the best driver, best team, execute in the race here. That's who the champion is. Whether they've scored the most points in the year or not, you know, that's a part of the way this format works. It's exciting for the fans. It, you know that coming to the race weekend that there's 4 drivers with the shootout in all 3 of these series. So, you know, I took a lot last year from listening to Kevin Harvick and Chase Briscoe talk about, you know, the year that they've had. And sure, you know, at the end of the day, you don't win the championship and that hurts and that's frustrating. but it doesn't take away from the year that you've went on to enjoy. And it was truthful when I said I wouldn't change, you know, having an okay year or a good year and somehow you make it to the Final Four, and if you become the champion that – well, you got three wins, man. You know, then you have the you win the championship. You know, for me, I've gotten to kiss the bricks in a cup race at a track that I've always dreamed about winning at. You know, we've won five Xfinity races. We were able to win a regular season championship. Like, sure, it stings not having a shot at it today, really, but we knew it was going to be a tough challenge to come here and contend against these three and have a real shot at it. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't change anything about this year. I mean, it's if you told me I could have zero wins and then win the championship, I would love the season that I just had. And that's just the way, because I've gotten to enjoy so much with my race team, with Matt and with Chris and all the men and women at College Racing, all the celebrations that we've had, all the pictures we've gotten to take, just the times that we've gotten to enjoy. I mean, hell, I threw up on the back straightaway at Indy at 6 a.m. from drinking too much after winning a cup race. Like, I'm not gonna take that away. Like, hell yeah. Like, who would love to throw up on the straightaway? I don't know, maybe he doesn't drink much, so you know. Yeah. So about 10 more years in cup, you'll start drinking heavy, I promise you. Don't you worry.
At this point, I'm a cup driver, and I'm just as pissed off and disappointed as they all seem to be.
No, I got you, but 10 years, you'll start drinking heavy and from cup. I promise you. I don't care how it's going. You'll drink heavily from that.
I got your number.
Yeah, I got you. Know. Yeah.
AJ, Austin, thank you for the time. Congratulations on a great season.
Speaking of drinking, here's Noah for you guys. All right.
Somebody ask him about the body part that he signed today.
Okay, if you have any questions.
It was like this. It was, Austin, I was holding it like this, the back of the pen.
You, like, both hands spread it out so it didn't.
That's funny. It's dirty.
Okay, if you have a question not related to that for Noah, that raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. Start here with Justin, go to Zach, and then Bob.
He was first, I think. Hey, get back there.
I won't ask about that, I promise. Justin Schuler kicking the tires. When you hit the wall, was that just trying to find extra speed, find that extra cushion, or was it missing a mark, or what was that going to the turn there?
I don't know. I tried looking on Twitter just to see a replay of it walking over here, but I have no clue. I felt like I was pushing at 100%. I don't feel like I jumped over it, but it just chattered the right rear tire, and I didn't know if I had a tire down or if I hit oil or what it was, but or if I got in the marbles on entry. I was definitely trying to push the tire to its potential, but I didn't feel like I overdrove into the corner. But yeah, pounded the fence. You know, just kept sliding and sliding. And threw it away. We were kind of disappointed just with the overall speed we had this weekend. You know, we just got beat by those guys, and they brought their A game, and we didn't have the balance that we needed to go compete. But you know, we never quit, and had an opportunity there at the end. You know, that's what matters most. Is sure it's disappointing, but you know, I don't feel like I overdrove it. You know, I got to go study and see why, or something was down on the track, but nobody else spun out. So, you know, I don't know what it was.
Zach?
I wish I knew. And I wish I could say, oh, I just fucked up, but I didn't. I don't know what happened.
Zach Sterniolo, front stretch. Noah, after making that contact, you guys didn't pit, I'm sure, because track position at that point, you knew that would have taken you guys out of it. But how did the car drive after that contact? And did you feel like after that restart, did you feel like you had any shot at getting up there with the 22 and 18?
I felt like I had a shot under caution. And I knew I was going to be a little tight and whatnot, but, you know, got a good restart and was hoping the 18 would clean out the 22 and then we could just stay in front of the 16 was kind of perfect scenario, but it never really happened. You know, it was a good race back to the finish line and, you know, that's what the Xfinity Series is hard racing, but, once I got into turn one, it just plowing tight and on the splitter. So I hurt it really bad. But we never quit, and I don't know, 12th. So, you know, not where we wanted to be, but we were a little off today and had to try something on the restarts and stuff. And, you know, just came up short.
Bob?
Bob Puckris, Fox Sports. You kind of answered my question, but did any adjustments or anything help the car at all? I mean, especially, you know, kind of after you had the one kind of long pit stop there where the tire nearly got away.
Yeah, I need to look at the rules again because I thought for sure we were getting a penalty, but, you know, I'm not sure if NASCAR missed it or, you know, I think they do a great job, but ended up being okay. We just had a long pit stop and just nothing really seemed to help this weekend, you know, with the balance of our car. We were just disconnected with being tight in the center and then loose off. You know, nothing, no adjustments, nothing really seemed to get it neutral again or help both ends of it, either help the drive a little bit or helped the center and made the drive worse, but we just missed it as a whole and, you know, try again next year and, you know, learn from our mistakes.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. You obviously hope to be back here next year in a similar position. So what do you think needs to be done to improve on this specific racetrack with this team?
Make it into Homestead.
Any final questions for Noah?
Just one more quick one. The body part that they were talking about, did you have any second like thoughts about signing that, or were you just always going to do that?
Huh?
The body part.
Oh, I try and go above and beyond and fulfill the fans' request to an extent. And I felt with the social distancing of my fingers on the back of a Sharpie, it was acceptable.
Cole
Cusimano, the Money Stop Podcast. Final race with Dave tonight. I was just curious what those emotions were like post-race and kind of what those discussions were like as well.
We really haven't had too many discussions. Just, you know, last week was really special. You know, we felt like we could come into this race and win during this past week. But, you know, just I rode up to Martinsville with Dave and back down, back home with Dave afterwards. And, you know, just getting to spend that time with him was special. And, you know, I'll miss him. He's like, he's not going to be there, but he's not going anywhere either in my personal life, you know? So, you know, just thankful to get to know him over the years and, would love to have a good crew chief, you know, step in for us. We don't really have anyone right now, but I don't know if Chad Knaus or something is available. We'd love you to come to the 9-team, Chad, or someone else.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. How was tonight different, since this was the first time in the championship race? You've been in this race before, but not a title contender. So how were things different? I mean, is this just like any other race, or was it truly not? Or, and if so, how did you feel it was different compared to previous years where you weren't racing for a championship on this night?
I'd say just different kind of nerves. I feel like the confidence is still there. Just don't want to be wrecking somebody if you're not in the playoffs, wrecking a playoff guy or something early in the race. and you don't want to get involved. It's just where we were last year, and then this year, you just don't want anything dumb to happen. You kind of expect that there's going to be stuff, and prepare, that's where your preparation comes from. But, yeah, just different kind of nerves, really. But I feel like the confidence of being able to go fast and, you know, be decent on restarts and keep the car in one piece. You know, we hit the wall, but, you know, still had a fighting chance from where we were in the middle of the race till the end. You know, I'll take it.
So how do you decompress from this? And is this, you know, as you look to next year, is it take away time and forget about it? Or there'll be certain things you'll want to focus on or look back on in the coming days, weeks, or months before next year?
You know, if I feel like if we have a homestead performance and, you know, go out there and dominate tonight, then, yeah, you hang your head on it. But we really weren't that good all weekend. And it wasn't a lack of hard work or trying by any of the guys or girls at Junior Motorsports. Everybody tried their best and tried to bring the best piece. Just, you know, we guessed wrong and got beat.
Any final questions? Ross, we got one. Alex.
Alexandra with the Charlotte Observer. Noah, you and Daniel clashed earlier this year, and you've obviously since raced cleanly around each other. But, you know, you'll both be back next year. I'm curious kind of how you see him as a competitor now and how you expect to race him next season.
Yeah, I got some buddies on the 18 team. So Charlie Brock and, you know, their crew chief. It's I'm happy for those guys and their team. It takes a lot of hard work and effort to not only win a championship, but just to get to the Final Four. And, you know, I'm grateful to get to race against that team. And, you know, I guess happy for those guys. Not happy, but congrats to that 18 team for winning the championship.
And then what was the body part that you signed?
Can you say? It's just like some hairier skin or something.
Okay. Any final questions for Noah? Oh, yeah, we'll wrap it up with Jeff.
Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do for the next couple months?
Probably run the Snowflake down in Pensacola. Might go to the Chili Bowl, probably not to race, but it'd be cool to race. Just I don't really know if there's an opportunity for that. And then, you know, just get everything sorted out. It's going to be pretty busy come January 1st with different opportunities that we got from next year and getting that all sorted out. And, yeah, it's look for a crew chief. You know, spend time with family, all that kind of stuff. I don't know yet. It's going to start with probably a Red Bull vodka tonight and kind of see where the next few hours, days, or months go.
Why do you need to stay up late tonight?
Huh?
Why do you need to stay up late tonight?
I didn't party after Martinsville just because I want to be really clear-minded coming into this weekend and, you know, try to stay dedicated to a workout program with Josh Wise for the last couple months. You know, waking up Monday morning at 6 to go on a run over at Josh's house at 7. You know, you don't really, you can be a little hungover on Sunday, but, you know, I try not to carry that over to Monday or anything throughout the week, you know, these last couple months. So, yeah, it's just kind of ready to let the dogs out.
All right, Noah, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all for your hard work this year. And you guys still got tomorrow, so I don't know if that's good or that sucks for you guys. But thank you guys all for your dedication to the sport. We really appreciate it.